Quartet is like my modern mainstream, you know, actual jazz group, you know, with a traditional sort of rhythm section and a frontman horn player.
J.C. Sanford talking about his performing ensembles.
And then my trio, Triocracy, is, you know, is much more like a chamber group, more of a hybrid, sort of like more of a classical sort of thing with trombone and then two saxophones and no rhythm section at all. And the my larger ensemble stuff is like I feel like I need, you know, I want to fill out the orchestration and I have a lot more color options, obviously, with the more instruments that I have there. All the three groups just they offer so many different kinds of options that I'm always looking for.
People will say, oh, that's so J.C. Sanford. And when they do, they mean that's so unpredictable. And there's a lot of that in the quartet number Yamate.
Some tunes that I play with my quartet, I play kind of in a traditional way that's sort of like play the head, solos, play the head out, and that's it. But a lot of times I like to change things and the basically all the four of us all improvise over different sections of the tune. Bass plays an unaccompanied introductory improvisational role, setting up some of the material that's going to come. Trombone solos over one section. The guitar solos over a different, very different groove that's got a lot of different character than the other parts. The drums come back and solo in a different space. And so you can't really predict what kind of the thing, whatever the event is that's going to happen next, like you might be able to in a sort of more traditional approach to playing a jazz tune.
Okay, let's listen to a little bit of the bass solo that introduces Yamate. A bit of the bass solo that opens up Yamate. Now, the thing with most jazz is that it opens up with the main melody of the song, but in this treatment of Yamate, after the bass solo, the instruments all play, but not the main melody or head. That's a little of Yamate. Well, you know the main melody does come in the song and repeats at the end, and this is how it goes. Speaking with J.C. Sanford, and you've got a group that's kind of like a chamber group, but it's only three players. Do you find that limiting or liberating?
I have a lot of fun, you know, trying to figure out different ways I can use these three instruments, trombone and two saxophones, and then sometimes the saxophones will play different saxophones or clarinet, so that gives a lot of color choices. But sometimes I like to enhance the threeness of it, and other times I like to orchestrate in a way that maybe seems like it's a lot fuller, like there's a lot more people actually playing at once. For example, in the tune Nostalgia, you know, it's there's only three of us playing, but it's some combination of very chordal, concerted playing with some counterpoint. And so because of the way I orchestrated it, it sounds... I've had several people say it sounds like a big band.
Thank you.
speaking with J.C. Sanford about his multiple musical personalities, and you also write and arrange for big band, but it, just like in your other music, there are things in your big band performances that you wouldn't expect in a big band.
Yeah, from early on, I started to really try and find ways to do that, to kind of find different textures and pull things out of non-jazz scenarios and put them in my big band charts. So like my chart, Rhythm of the Mind, I have the band, instead of playing their instruments, they chant a few different Buddhist chants.
So the voices are providing the rhythmic groove and not the instruments, which is the normal. But why'd you choose Buddhist mantras?
Well, at that time in my life, I was just going through a lot of different kind of transitions, and I was reading a lot about Buddhism, and I just found some things. The most common meditation mantra of Om Mani Padme Hum, and I just sort of wanted to put that into my music in some way, because it was just such a big part of what I was sort of experiencing at the time.
Musical ideas from all of J.C. Sanford's groups feed each other, of course. For information, the address is jcsanford.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.